Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back. J Foreman, DP, Austin, Old School, Jerry Curl Edition. We got about 9-10 minutes. I'm just telling you, man. Ricky, if you go back to when Ricky Henderson won... I think he pretty much won the stolen base title every year.
When he broke the record,
he had a dry Jerry Curl because they had so many games and it was in the middle of the summer. But he had the high top with it, and it looked like some ramen noodles up there.
It was the Jerry Curl mullet combination.
Yeah.
It was a black.
Oh yeah, but he had the little, he had the peewee in the back too.
Right,
that's when you know your Jerry Curl was tight.
Yeah,
because you had to it goes back into the V in the back, and you had the little peewee.
Draft day, Deion Sanders, where he's sitting on the couch.
But you know his hair was natural because they didn't have any plastic on there. So for my brother, for Kip, my brother,
truth,
you know when truth. You go when you. Used to go when Jerry curls were in, okay, in our, I guess, culture or whatever you want to call it. You know, when you go over to like my grandma's house or aunt's house, you would have plastic on the sofas. You can't get the Jerry curl juice on the and it would be on the pillows too.
And this was and here's
so when you
the
try
thing.
To take a nap, you gotta keep your nose up there so you don't suffocate.
Well, listen, my grandmother had the plastic on it before, even before afros.
Oh yeah, for the
my grandma. Yeah. Listen, you know how someplace you go and you fall asleep on the couch. Except for in them old days, you couldn't fall asleep on that hard plastic.
Yeah,
rich folks had a different plastic to cover the furniture than poor folks, and the stuff that my grandmother had,
it was the thick plastic. So for reference, so say sometimes when you go to a hotel and you open up the. I guess where you could put your clothes, and they have a new set of blanket and for maybe a pull out bed or whatever. And how thick that plastic? That's yep. exactly what's on it.
Yep, and
it ain't forming to you either.
Right, and if you messed around and fell asleep on it, when you woke up, it took you a minute.
Yeah, get off your skin
to separate it from your skin, especially in the summer, because it would just connect. It would just lay on it.
And you'd if become you got, one with the couch.
Right? Unless you got lucky and you drooled. Then it was slippery. So
yeah, man. That's funny. The Jerry Curl, though, it was just one of those things, man. It was...
I'm going to lean on that in a natural Jerry Curl, that the band Ready for the World did the best Jerry Curl in full. Because they had the Jerry Curl afro. Like yeah. and they were the kings of the white suits and the fake white leather dance shoes.
Yeah. The pleather.
Jay, you had pleather. Right?
Oh yeah.
You had the white pleather?
Oh yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah. When I went to whatever.
You go to the club.
Yeah, Sadie Hawkins or something.
Yep.
Like that.
You go to the club.
Yeah.
Pleather. White pleather that you would polish. Everybody had white polish.
Man, it's crazy when you think about. You know what's funny is when I got drafted, or when you go to Buffalo, I had one suit, I didn't have any money, so I had one suit, and I had a pair of hand-me-down dress shoes from my dad. You know, and they were like pleather. So, you know, so what happens is you get drafted, and then you go to, mini camps and all this, and you go through training camp. And I didn't realize this, but this is when you kind of realize you have a good chance to make the team, because there was the first cut, and it's right after the second cut, and you could still cut people, you know, after, before the season starts. But, you go to like this luncheon, and so I was like, man, I ain't got an NFL check, you know. I ain't trying to spend no money, you know. I got to make something happen because, you know, I didn't bring anything with me, you know. So I had these old dingy shoes. So I went to the like Walgreens or Target.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And got that like sponge,
the old fashioned shoe polish,
old English or whatever it's called, or whatever something English.
Had a little tin can with a sponge inside.
And he talked me through on the phone in Buffalo as a professional athlete to have my stuff shine. To go to it.
My grandfather.
You had to put paper down so you didn't mess up. Mess up my apartment.
My grandfather taught me that at age 6 for church shoes. Because he didn't want to have to come around. He didn't want to have to walk to my mom's house to get me ready for Sunday school. And so he was like, okay, I'm going to teach you how to do it. And it was Saturday's paper.
Oh, yeah.
You get on the back porch. Yeah. Don't you dare do it in the house. Don't you dare do it in the house.
No.
And you had the little cloth. You had two cloths. So you had the one that you dipped it in.
And then the other one.
And then the other one was the shining.
Yep.
And that was a part of Saturday college football, getting you ready for Sunday church so you wouldn't mess it up. And then that's how we ended up. That's how I kept my white shoes clean in high school.
Oh, yeah.
I got them white Pumas.
Yeah.
And
he said he had Pumas.
Hey, I had them white Pumas. Look, and this is an era where there were not a lot. Like, Joe Namath was.
Yeah. And I know them feet hurt, man.
Him. Oh, bro, them Pumas were brutal.
They ain't changed.
They were brutal. What'd you wear in high school?
I wore, I tell people about the story about Steve Jordan when I was a ball boy. Oh. And so Steve Jordan, his son's Cam Jordan for the defensive end for the Saints. And Steve was a tight end. Actually, he went to Brown. Very, very smart, mm-hmm. good dude.
Yeah.
So I'm a ball boy. And so I would go around and make a little extra cash. You know, I would put their pads and make sure everything was set up for them or whatever, so they could, So, you know, back then, you know, I hadn't grown into my feet. You know, I had like size 14 or whatever, and, you know, knock kneed and all that. And they knew who my dad was.
Slew footed,
all the whole 9 yards. No muscle, nothing like that. No mustache, nothing. So he started asking me, like, you know, about football. I'm like, yeah, he's like, you any good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. You know, and I'd already, you know, could have been on varsity or whatever. I was like, you know, then somebody must have told him I'm good. And he was like, you got football shoes? And I was bashful. I didn't want to say no, I didn't. because it was hard to get that size.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to try to order. You'd have to get the East Bay Magazine and hope you, when you sent in your check or money order, that it would go through or they would send it back. If not, you just stuck without no football shoes. And I had my cousin's Reeboks black cleats. They're like boots.
Yeah, you couldn't play football.
So Steve Jordan, he had Nikes and Saucony. So he gave me two pairs of cleats and he gave me these turf shoes that I even wore to school. And then he had the turf shoes were essentially like basketball shoes. So he gave me essentially my football shoes and shoes to wear in a year. And I never forgot it. It's one of the best things. I mean,
wearing in for basketball in high school? What was the basketball shoe?
I wore some Nike cross trainers.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because now the conversation is whether the high tops are bad for you, right? It's actually better for you to wear the low.
These were like three quarter tops.
Yeah.
And I didn't like getting my ankle stays, so I wore two pairs of socks, excuse me.
Yeah. I'm literally old enough that I went from Canvas Chuck Taylors, the Converse black ones, to the Dr. J when the Dr. J All-Star leather All-Star came out. So I went from the Canvas high top to the leather Converse All-Star. And you couldn't tell nothing.
You can't, you know,
nothing.
When I got first pair of Nikes, my Uncle Butch, so, you know, they always say like a village, right? Is that he would buy me my football shoes. My other uncle would buy me my basketball shoes. And that was done. You couldn't tell me I couldn't jump higher when I had them Nikes on.
I'm fast.
Wasn't doing nothing. But anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. One more quick segment before we turn it over to the Royals. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, Old School. We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.